Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom in 5 minutes or less. We've all been there, misunderstandings, awkward silences, that feeling like you're talking to a brick wall. Ever felt like communication was this magical art form reserved for the chosen few? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be. Today we're diving into mindful communication, a Stoic superpower that can level up your relationships in a major way. Think about it. Relationships are like gardens, right? They need constant care and attention to thrive. Mindful communication is like the sunshine and water for those gardens, nurturing understanding, connection, and growth. Now, this isn't about becoming some super Zen Buddhist monk, though that's cool too. It's about being present, intentional, and truly listening when someone's speaking. So, what are the key takeaways to unlock the Stoic superpower? Number 1. Active listening. Don't just hear the words, try to understand the emotions behind them. Imagine yourself stepping into their shoes, feeling what they're feeling. Number 2. Clarity is king. Think before you speak and express yourself clearly and respectfully. No beating around the bush, no passive-aggressive jabs. Just honest, straightforward communication. Number 3. Embrace silence. It's not always about filling every gap with words. Sometimes, a moment of quiet reflection can be more powerful than any grand speech. Use that pause to process what's being said and gather your thoughts. Now, mindful communication isn't just about talking, it's also about reading the room. Number 4. Pay attention to body language. A simple smile, a furrowed brow, a change in posture, these nonverbal cues can speak volumes. Finally, remember this. Disagreements are inevitable. But they don't have to be destructive. Number 5. Approach conflict with curiosity, not judgment. Instead of saying you always, or you never, try asking questions like, can you help me understand why you feel that way? This shifts the focus from blame to understanding, and that's a win-win for everyone involved. Let's bring this back to real life. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner, and they mention feeling overwhelmed at work. Instead of saying something like, well, just take a deep breath and chill, try active listening. Ask them about their specific challenges, how they're coping, and what kind of support they need. By truly hearing them out, you're not just offering words, you're showing genuine care and creating a space where they feel safe to open up. And that, my friends, is the magic of mindful communication. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to connect with others on a deeper level. So go out there, practice your Stoic superpower, and watch your relationships blossom. Alright, folks, that's it for today's dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, share it with someone who needs a little boost in their communication game, and join me tomorrow for another 5 minutes of mental fortitude. Until then, stay strong, stay present, and keep those connections thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.